Yeah, got a new show for y'all.
Got a damn good show for y'all, man. Good show. But before we start the show, don't forget, you can always support the Harsh Twins at officialharshtwins.com. Pick you out a patriotic t-shirt today.
Yeah, y'all like my shirt? Border patrol, not gun control.
Yeah. Damn Democrats, they open up the borders and trying to take people's guns. Don't y'all listen to the president? That's rapists and murderers coming over here.
Yeah, that don't sound too smart to me.
If y'all gonna let the rapists and murderers in, I need to keep my damn guns. I mean, look, there's rapists and murderers born here. You don't think none's coming from over there, too? Everybody's not nice, you know.
Yeah, some people want to rape you and murder you.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to go out like that. Keep your damn hands off my guns.
Yeah. But anyway, man, this was a great day.
I forgot to tell y'all, use discount code Chinese Virus. You get 20% off. You know why we call it the Chinese Virus? Because it comes from China.
Yeah.
It's Chinese.
Hey, man, what a great day for press conferences. Trump's legal team is making press conferences great again.
Yeah.
You know what? President Trump gets a bad rap. They said this dude hates women. He's a misogynist.
Yeah.
You know? And look at these two powerful women that came out today on his legal team.
Yeah.
Powerful women. These women have more balls than Democrat men.
And they sharp, too, man. They smart. I know you Democrats... You liberals, like, look at that, man. Look at everybody up there white. They need some diversity. Won't you give a gay man a shot? Get all this damn white privilege up on that damn stage, you damn bunch of white supremacists.
Yeah, won't you have a black gay lesbian attorney up there?
No, put a black gay guy up there wearing a dress.
He said he's an attorney?
Yeah.
That's why I call it diversity.
Kill two birds, one stone.
But anyway, I
got a man and a woman up there.
Yeah, man, I thought it was... And Rudy.
Yeah, Rudy, man.
Man, this dude, I love this man because this dude has huge balls. I mean, just look at this clip.
Sir, is it your goal to keep pressure officials and lawmakers in these battleground states to block or delay certification so the GOP can pick their own electors? Is that the end game here?
Our goal here is to go around the iron curtain of censorship that, what publication are you with?
CNN.
It's to go around the outrageous iron curtain of censorship and get facts to the American people that if you were a fair and honest network, you'd have been reporting for the last 2 weeks. These are facts. These are things that actually happened. These people really wrote these affidavits. These affidavits are really part of the public record. You're concealing them, you're covering them up, and our role here is to do your job because you don't do it.
Man, that's funny.
Yeah.
I mean, how sad is that? Somebody asks you where you from, you say CNN, and they bust out laughing at you.
Yeah, and that laugh was genuine.
Yeah, that's not fake laugh. You guys are a joke. Comedy News Network. Nobody believes you.
Yeah,
except for your faithful minions.
Yeah, it's like, that's really sad. People that work hard all day and they go home and they watch CNN. That's really sad. That's like being blind and dying alone. It's just sad.
Yeah. Why would you do that to yourself? You as blind as Ray Charles, man.
But
CNN. If I want to listen to some good, honest news, man, I turn on Fox News, man.
What?
Fox News, man, Tucker calls?
Yeah,
not all of Fox News.
You got to clarify.
I'm talking about Tucker Carlson. I'm talking about Hannity. I'm talking about Miss Ingram. I'm talking about them.
Yeah. Don't forget about Jesse.
Oh, you can't forget about Jesse Watts. They got a damn good show. Hey, you can't forget about Gutfield, man.
Yeah, man, they got some good people over there. But them,
they got some Never Trumpers over there. They got some liberal fools over there, man.
They said, but let's stay focused. On this damn press conference.
Hey, Lefty. Hey, talking to you, dummy. You know, Biden's never going to see that damn White House.
Yeah, y'all know Biden didn't win.
He ain't getting in that White House.
I mean, these women are so confident. Like, they've seen the evidence. They're very confident in proving their case. They're making some bold statements. Like, if my wife said, I know you cheating, let me see your phone. I'm like, go ahead, look at my phone. Ain't shit on there anyway. I got another phone. It's in the glove box of my truck.
I deleted everything off that damn phone.
Yeah, I mean, why would you come up and make, my point is this, why would you make bold statements like this if you know you're not going to back it up? Why would you come out and make bold statements when you gonna have egg on your face?
Yeah, and this Sidney Powell, she's just not your ordinary attorney. This woman is a great reputation.
Yeah.
A great reputation.
And I could hear the emotion in her voice. She's so upset.
Yeah.
Because this election, we're just trying to find out who really won the fraud in this case. And it's like she's fighting against the media who's not really covering their case. What the media's doing, they're trying the case in the court of public opinion.
Right.
You know what I mean? They're not doing that job covering what's really going on because our democracy is at stake. Yeah. If you're a Republican or Democrat, this should scare you.
Yeah, if this happened to Trump, it could help to you. It could happen to your candidate. Yeah. You should want to know who honestly won your election. Because if we find that there's widespread fraud in this election when they attempted to steal this election from Trump, the same thing could happen to a Democratic candidate. I mean, we need to make sure our elections are fair and honest, and there's full of transparency.
I mean, y'all, the media was talking about. So y'all see the media is like biased, right? They go for the liberal candidate,
right?
The leftist candidate. That's why that Russia collusion.
Yeah,
they talked about this for
years. Yeah, man. The government spent over, I forget how many millions of dollars, didn't find anything.
There was never any evidence of that, but the media ran with that as if they had evidence. They never had any evidence.
Yeah.
But Trump has evidence, and y'all turning it around saying Trump is Seth Meyers, what a loser. I was looking at his YouTube video of his show.
Yeah.
This dude called what Trump's doing and his legal team is doing. Yeah. He called it a coup attempt.
Oh, you ought to saw Bill Maher when Gina Ellis went on Bill Maher. It was sad looking at the comments and looking at their response. Bill Maher could say he just crapped his pants. They would.
Yeah. You tell him, Bill. Yeah, it's like Seth Meyers said a coup attempt. Do you know what a coup is? That's like.
Coup attempt is what they try to do our president about Russian collusion. That's a coup. No evidence is found. Are you up in arms about that? That's Seth Meyers?
Yeah.
Nope.
Hold on. Make sure I get this definition right, man. I don't want to put my foot in my mouth. I don't want to get fact checked.
Oh, man. You know what's funny, man?
Hold on. I'm pulling up the definition here. Okay, that's what it is. I knew this was what it was.
Yeah.
This is what it is. It's a sudden, violent, illegal seizure of power from the government. Trump's already in power. He's just following the Constitution to find a remedy for what's the problem. That's all he's doing. So how is that a coup attempt? And I look at his video and people's agreeing with him. He's got like a million likes. I'm like, Jesus Christ, there's a million losers in this country.
Yeah, I'm not really. I mean, I know I'm conservative and everybody likes to call me a Republican. That's where I have to vote. I mean, I'm not really a Democrat or Republican. It's just when it comes to conservative, I believe in our Constitution. I believe in our rights. I believe in low taxes. I believe in capitalism. I don't believe in open borders. I don't believe in socialism. That's why I vote Republican, because that's what they stand for.
Yeah.
You liberals, man, you call yourself a liberal. You can't be liberal
they
and you
vote,
support the Democrats.
They vote. They vote. This is reason
based
why.
Based on skin color.
This is why they vote liberal. Oh, because I'm a woman.
Yeah.
Or because I'm gay.
I'm voting for him. He's a gay man.
Yeah, or because I'm black. That's why y'all vote.
Identity politics.
Yeah.
That's why you vote left.
It can't be on policies.
No, hell no, it can't be on policies. It's about how much mushroom tip that man has sucked.
What?
How much mushroom tip that man has sucked.
Man, keep it Christian over here. We got
conservative. Oh, that's Christian, man. I censored myself. I said mushroom tip. Let your imagination run wild on that like, one, Lefty.
What's his name? The gay guy was running for president?
Booty Itch? No. Pete Booty Edge.
Yeah, yeah. It's like
Mad Max looking dude.
Yeah, everybody's like praising this dude. Oh, he's the first gay man running for president just because he likes. I shouldn't even take it there.
Just because he likes to suck some tits.
Shut up!
Hey, Pete. Didn't work for women, did it? Why should you get all the praise sucking that tip?
Stop.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just being honest. If anybody's going to get all the praise for sucking tip, she'll be a woman.
this show didn't went off the rails.
Hey, Lefty, let me
tell you. We just derailed.
Nah, man, we kept it Christian. It's G-rated. We censored ourselves. Hey, Christians. Hey, I didn't curse. Y'all can't hold me. Y'all can't talk down to me. I'm still a good Christian. Hey, Lefty. Hey, liberal. Your favorite celebrity is not going to side this election. Your favorite talk show host. Your favorite whoever you watch on TV.
Yeah, the
they're
media.
Not going to decide anything. They yeah. all talk.
Yeah.
They all talk.
The only people that's going to decide this legal situation
yeah.
that the president is suing is yeah. judges.
Yeah.
The media act like they're going to decide it. Like I said, the media is trying this court case in the court of public opinion. That's not how this works.
Yeah.
Now, if they go through the legal process and it turns out Joe Biden
yeah,
won the presidency,
cool.
then so be it. That's all I want.
You should want to know that. Everybody should want to know that. Every liberal scumbag talk show host telling that Trump is a liar and this and that, he's doing nothing wrong. He just wants to have an open and honest election.
You just want
y'all
to make...
said it yourselves on CNN. Yeah. We got to wait till all the votes come in
and
every vote is legally accounted for.
Yeah.
You said that. CNN said that.
Nah,
MSNBC yeah. said that. What has changed? Because Trump?
Because the media is trying to give this to Biden, and Trump's just going to roll over.
Man, you crazy as hell. Trump ain't no quitter. Joe Biden's a quitter. His son, Hunter Biden, is a quitter. They some quitters. Trump, he's damn heavyweight champion of the world. Trump a real man.
Yeah.
Trump got balls.
Yeah, Trump's Rocky Balboa.
Yeah, Trump's Rocky Balboa, man. Italian stallion. That's Trump.
Yo, Adrian. How you say it?
Yo, Adrian. Yo, Adrian.
I did it, mama. I did it.
That's what Trump gonna do. That's what
hey,
I did
man,
it.
If it turns out they go through this whole legal process
yeah.
and this goes to Trump, this place is gonna burn.
Hey, Lefty, you know what you should do? Take full advantage of it. Don't be a pessimistic. Be optimistic. Go get you some marshmallow, get you some beer, and have you a good old-fashioned campfire.
When somebody burn your car up or your job up, just go there and start roasting. No, I'll make you some s'mores. Marshmallows, get some chocolate, get some graham crackers. Take them lemons and turn it into lemonade, you loser.
Yeah. Hey, Lefty.
Let me
reiterate this. You know Joe Biden. He ain't going to see a day in that damn White House.
Well, let's see how the legal process goes.
No, man. You seen Sidney Powell's face and Gina Ellis? They know.
Yeah, I can hear it in Sidney's voice. She is pissed.
That man is not going to see one day in that damn White House. Not one day.
That's
and
what
you
I'm
know
hoping.
What's funny?
What's funny?
How mainstream media, big tech is censoring everybody. We got solid proof about Hunter and Joe Biden being corrupt, the money they received
from foreign governments.
And Julie Rudiani refers to them as the Biden crime family. We have undisputable evidence
yeah.
in the media.
Don't even
big
cover.
Tech is censoring all that.
Don't cover it.
Trump's legal team, it's got sufficient evidence.
Yeah.
And the media is not covering it.
Yeah.
Ask yourself why.
Yeah. And if that's whether you're on the left or the right,
yeah.
do you want to be lied to? Oh, your candidate won, so you want the media to lie to you? I don't want to know that. I want our democracy.
Yeah.
I want America to stay in power. Because without this world without America,
yeah.
Oh, this place sucks.
Oh, the globe will burn. We the only thing keeping it together. Our tax dollars getting funded to all these companies.
Yeah.
We the one that keeps this globe spinning.
America is like billions and millions of
dollars. When I went
overseas
to Australia, United Kingdom,
yeah, Canada,
Sweden,
Canada,
Netherlands, the whole world revolves around us. They talk about us.
Yeah,
they have our TV shows, our business.
They watching our news. They watching us like we're a big soap opera. You know why? Because USA run this.
Yeah.
And y'all talk about, I hate hearing the men talking about, oh, the world doesn't respect us no more. Like they did because of Trump. Man, you crazy as hell.
You a damn lie.
Spreading everybody's watching this.
Yeah.
When we went to Canada,
yeah.
we went, man, people love Trump in Canada.
Yeah.
They love Trump.
And mainstream media, CNN, MSNBC, and all you left hacks,
yeah.
man, you are just pure garbage.
They're actually propaganda for the liberal.
They're not liberal.
Democrat Party.
They are propaganda for the Democrat Socialist organization, man.
This ain't over. Trump 2020.
Yeah.
That was a damn good show.
Yeah.
Go to officialharshtwins.com and pick you out a patriotic t-shirt today. Hell, I'm even giving you 20% off. Just type in discount code Chinese virus. We call it Chinese because it's from China. We making t-shirts great again. Yeah.